I have a tough question for you today. Where are you educated beyond your obedience? Where are you educated beyond your own willingness? The easy example here is somebody who knows how to take care of their physical body. They've read the books, they have the understanding, but they don't live it. They don't choose it, right? So in that case, they are educated beyond their obedience or their willingness. Or there are those people who have read all of the relationship books and they know how to show up with love, and meeting another person where they're at is something that they understand, but it is not something that they live. They're still snarky or short-tempered, or they gossip or whatever it is. In that case, they are educated beyond their obedience or their willingness. It causes a lot of internal tension because we have this longing to live the way we know we could or we feel we should, but we don't. Maybe somebody who has read a ton of books on personal finance and they really, really, really want to get out of debt, but they're overspending. And they're living beyond their means. They're educated beyond their obedience. Maybe it's somebody who knows not to compare to somebody else. They understand that comparison is a killer of joy, and yet every day they're comparing to somebody else. They are educated beyond their obedience. So this morning, while I was on my walk, I asked myself, where am I educated beyond my own willingness to take action? And I made some notes about areas where I can improve. And then I asked myself, what am I going to do differently today? How am I going to show up differently today? And I want that for you. It's not just enough to know, oh my gosh, that's so me with money. That's so me with food. That's so me with fitness or with relationships or comparison or jealousy. That's not enough. What will you do about it today?